Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour as we've hit just about everything possible here. Good to see the Marlins get another win. Got a chance to get a sweep today before the Mets come to town. We got a new Florida Panthers coach. Paul Maurice will take over, who was with for 4 years and change with Winnipeg Jets. Andrew Burnett is out after just an unbelievable regular season, 122 points, just fun to watch. Record amount of points, over 4 points per game, four goals per game, and all the other things. But then the one great neutralizer, you lose in the second round. You don't just lose, you get swept by Tampa Bay. And this thing was built, if we're to all be honest, was to beat Tampa Bay. And they thought they had a team that was ready to do it, and you didn't win a game. And a lot of people, I guess Andrew Burnett and his coaching in the playoffs, the lack of experience, moves that people a lot smarter about hockey felt he should have made, he didn't make.
Well, what have you done for me lately? It's the last thing we've seen from Burnett. That's the problem also here. Instead of getting an extension. Yeah. And then there was
I could have made a lot of arguments to keep the guy
right
with that regular season he had. And you know, people are going, well, look at they won the first round against Washington. They didn't even have to score a power play goal. They got shut out. But it they still won. That's how good they are. And you're like, okay.
You came back to haunt them.
And then the Tampa Bay, who's still alive, although they're in big trouble right now after losing last night at home. Now 3-1.
Counting them out? They're Tampa Bay. I'm not counting them out yet.
They win in three straight.
Not until fourth game is won by Colorado.
Two out of those three got to be played on the road, too. Mm. This looks like
curtains for Tampa Bay.
A little different feel to them than everybody else. But, hey, look, would you be shocked?
No, I would not.
And come back, and I thought they'd win that game last night. It was going to be 2-2 going back, and then the Demons are going to really start to kick in for that Avalanche team. But it didn't happen. They got the win, overtime. Good stuff going on there for them. And, of course, Roger Goodell took the show yesterday, 2.5 hours. Good God. That's why you pay that's why you get paid $63 million a year right there. One of the reasons, besides – get those big fat contracts.
Said that.
And those franchises keep going up in value. But yeah, that was crazy because it was just all over the board. Like they'd go for a while on Daniel Snyder and toxic work environment and sexual harassment and women bullied. And Roger Goodell came out and goes, "You're right. It was terrible. The worst I've ever seen. But we kind of cleaned it up. You know, we've tried to do some things." I mean, there were a couple things said that Roger Goodell can't really believe, like Daniel Snyder's not involved day-to-day running things.
Come on.
Like he turned it – no, Daniel Snyder, as far as I know,
right,
turned it over to his wife, and she's running things, and you're like
sure.
Come on, man.
$10 million fine.
Sometimes
too,
things
right?
are said. I know we had Koepka the other day, like all of a sudden didn't know that Liv Tor was out there and was mad at everybody. But sometimes you just kind of get caught, and like, Roger, you didn't have to go that far. I mean, say you – and by the way, even the $10 million fine.
They're going, give me a break, right?
$10 million? Yeah. $10 million? That's like a dollar. $10 million for that guy for that?
Someone in the B club like that?
Come anyway, on. that was a craziness of all that stuff. The other story really, really interesting is this Kyrie Irving story, which, by the way, is right around the corner because all these guys are going to have to opt in or opt out of these players' options coming up. And a lot of guys have them. And the thing with Kyrie, because they're trying to get him to play more games, obviously they want to keep him, but they don't want to get a long-term contract with the way this guy is because he misses so damn many games, and it's not injury. He's not missing games because of injury. It's everything else. So they're trying to do it, and meanwhile, Big Brother's going, Kevin Durant, you get rid of him, I want to be traded. So if you don't give him that long-term contract, because I'm here, we're going to be here together. And I got to believe Kevin Durant said something like, I'll talk to him. We're going to get on the same page on this thing. I think he knows 29 games. We can't win. We need it. We got a pretty good team coming back. If we can.
Well, is Durant playing the role of general manager or coach this week? Which is he doing? And which is Kyrie doing next week?
So I think Kevin Durant's got a right to do whatever he wants on that team.
Of course. But that's why I think Brooklyn's put it in a bad
situation.
Game.
He plays when all those guys are out, and one guy wants out, and the other guy wants to be traded, and the other guy's got more issues and is out and won't, you know, take the shot, so he's out. Kevin Durant, one thing that guy did, he kept playing. What did he average? 29 points a game in the regular season. And by the way, people get on Kevin Durant. We didn't talk about this yesterday. When did everybody decide that they're not going to give Kevin Durant where he should be because he hasn't won a championship as the main man? I am a huge Golden State Warrior fan. Huge. One of the first teams I was introduced to as a kid. Going to the old games. Kevin Durant was the best player on that team that won. It was not Steph Curry. And I love Steph Curry. And Steph Curry, look, it's all come around for him right now. And winning that championship without KD, I think, really helped the way people look at him. But there are not too many people going to be able to sell me on any kind of argument that Kevin Durant wasn't the best player on that team when they had Steph Curry and Kevin Durant win that championship. And Kevin Durant didn't blow out his Achilles. They're going to win another one together. And Kevin Durant was going to be the best player.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I
mean, give me a break.
And I know a lot of people don't like Kevin Durant. I mean, I get it. And then Charles Barkley, of all people, coming out and saying, well, Charles, you tried to jump on some teams too, man, and play with some really good players. Like, you didn't win any. I mean, and now we're all of a sudden, you got to win a championship for your greatness of where we look at you. Well, yeah, there'd be a lot of really good players in professional sports that have played and had great careers that didn't get a championship. Hell, we got guys didn't get win a friggin' playoff game.
Right, or get to
you
the
got
playoffs,
him at KD right. Is probably, out of all the targets we have in sports, he's the easiest. Because he'll respond. Like, that's the thing. Like,
well, that's didn't help.
You can be a high school kid and tweet at him, and he'll
but that should have nothing to do with his basketball. Would you agree?
I agree, but I see how you can make that argument. Like, you could say Steph was the best player on
but he's
that
not
team.
A bad teammate. Like, he plays.
Argument.
Like other guys we haven't liked because – they end up being turds on the sideline. They pouted, temperamental, all that stuff. Kevin Durant plays his ass off. Kevin Durant.
He does. And he came back from a brutal injury, by the way. Which you gotta be tough as hell to come back from that injury.
Well,
that Achilles thing, and he's playing at as high a level as he was. Like,
but I wonder
it's
if
incredible.
Kevin, I wonder if Kevin Durant was kind of silent. Would it be a different kind of outlook on him? From everybody, you know, like didn't get into the social media stuff, just wasn't around it. Would guys like Barkley and that give him a bigger break?
I think that's part of his greatness is though he's going to bark back and, hey, I want the ball and I'm going to shoot it and I'm going to beat you.
But in today's day and age with social media being what it is, if he wasn't a part of that, if he wasn't as big of a deal,
I think it's good, Zach, like when he claps back at Barkley. It's not great when he's fighting with like high school kids on Twitter.
I get it. I get it.
You know, trying to go after his legacy or whatever. And
well, you're not
going to
let Barkley disrespect you. I get that if you're Kevin Durant. But I do agree with you there, Hollywood.
You can't win, by the way. Going back at Barkley is a losing proposition because everybody likes Barkley.
Right.
I've never met anyone that doesn't like Barkley.
Nope, no question.
And everything that Barkley does is fun-loving and all that. And, like, even if he says something nasty, like he said to those fans What is about their moms? Right, like, he was, like, it's still funny, though.
Who's
like,
going to F all their moms? With, yeah, how many like, guys get away with that one?
Barkley.
Barkley, right.
Everybody likes Charles Barkley. There's
I think
no
Kevin Durant, for as tall as he is and his skill set, is one of the greatest players to ever play, and he'll never get credit. He'll never get sniffed at the top. He's not an ass kisser. He doesn't look like he's worried about being in somebody else's fraternity. He had a chance to play with LeBron. I think in a very nice way, he said, "I'm not interested." He gets a lot of heat, man. And when you go to put a super team together and they don't work, you get a lot of heat.
Oh, it's been a failure. Brooklyn.
Look what happened in Dallas when the Heat that first year. They killed LeBron James. LeBron James got Kevin Durant wanted to go play with Kyrie Irving, who doesn't exactly make a lot of friends in the fraternity of the NBA. They played together, went together. We're going to play together. We're going to be really good. And then they got James Harden. That's the biggest disaster of putting a team together. And a lot of it was self-inflicted. It wasn't injury. Some of it was a little bit of injury and pulled hamstring maybe or and stuff. But a lot of that was just Kyrie Irving. I am sure Kevin Durant never expected Kyrie Irving to pull the "I'm not playing." Show up, hug him, show up at games. But, dude, he was expecting that guy to play.
Of course he
was. No way he's like, "Hey, man, just want to let you know this COVID-19 thing hits. I ain't getting a shot, so you're asking to be on your own for the whole season."
Right. I mean, God, Kevin Durant.
Kyrie.
I mean, what do you think Kevin Durant first day thought?
It's so unfair to that guy. He sits out a whole year, gets, rehabs that thing and has to deal with this crap.
Well, yep.
Kevin Durant's another guy, by the way, that's like an unreal talent that a lot of people have spent his entire career just criticizing him and not enjoying
him
play.
He got ripped when he went
from one of the best offensive talents I've ever seen.
He went from Oklahoma to Golden State. Everybody was mad at him. Like, torched. They won a friggin' championship. Now you're going to play for them? He got killed by that gang you just talked about, Barkley and those guys. I lost respect.
Nothing near like what LeBron got, but he did get it.
Ooh.
LeBron.
Oh, no, no. LeBron got it.
That was on a little bit of a different level.
Yeah. LeBron.
That was vicious, man.
But now everybody does it. Nobody's making a big deal about
it.
Now everybody does it, unless it doesn't work. But a lot of that with Brooklyn self-inflicted. Kyrie Irving being Kyrie Irving and KD going after people on social media a little bit. But listen, man, I got nothing but respect for Kevin. And by the way, if they find out and Brooklyn loses Kyrie Irving, he goes somewhere else, KD says, "Trade me, I'm gone." Every team in the NBA is going to make that call to try to figure out how to get that to work.
Kevin's got to pick his team, though.
He is.
I'll play here or here, and that's it.
And he's going to go to a good team and get a ring. I think he realizes that's kind of fun to do, too. And I'm sure.
I hope he chooses Golden State. I want to go back and play Golden
Never go
State.
Back there.
But I want Draymond off the team.
Never go back. I don't think that would happen. Hey, by the way, we got a lot more. Adam Beasley's going to join us. The Beezer will talk to him. We got a lot of stuff to get to in the National Football League. And we lost the Goose, but we had a great interview with him about five months ago or so. We want to replay that for you in honor of losing Tony Siragusa at age 55. Really good guy and really fun-loving guy. One of the greatest storytellers of all time with that big, big personality. So we'll have all that for you coming up here. Right now, though, I'd like to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family that we never get tired of talking about, those big, beautiful SUVs, just in time for that summer vacation, man. And a lot of you going, we are going to jump in something nice and comfortable, and we are going to head and stay away from airports, and we are going to go on a vacation with a Tahoe or a Suburban with the new look in 2021 and 22 and more space. We added more space to the big boys. And then our midsize SUV, again, it's a Traverse, but it's got so much space. You and your family are going to be so comfortable before you take that vacation. Even our smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, boy, I'll tell you what, they not only have style, but they got plenty of substance for you to really enjoy. And how about all those Silverado trucks, those strong, durable Silverado trucks? We got so many different style trucks, one perfect for your lifestyle. Whether you need a full-time working truck to one that still has to have room for those kids. Well, whatever it is, we got the perfect truck for you. Last time I checked, Corvettes are still as sexy as can be, and so is that Camaro. Go find out for yourself. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida waiting for you. Man, Dade Broward to Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today. And have a great experience at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is clear to me that the workplace in Washington was unprofessional and unacceptable in numerous respects. Bullying, widespread disrespect toward colleagues, use of demeaning language, public embarrassment, and harassment. For the past year, Daniel Snyder has not attended league or committee meetings, and to the best of my knowledge, has not been involved in day-to-day operations at the Commanders.
I don't have the authority to remove him.
Roger Goodell yesterday. 2.5 hours of that, Joe.
How does wife do? Did she do a pretty good job running the team? Because he had nothing to do with it. They just slept together, right, and that was it. But hey. You know, don't talk to me about business in here.
Don't bring
and what
up.
You want.
Don't bring
do
that up. What are we having for dinner? That's it. All right, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Right now we're going to talk to Adam Beasley, NFL director for Pro Football Network. 2.5 hours of Roger Goodell and all that yesterday. That was must-watch TV, Adam.
When I was listening to your guys' intro, I did a quick Google search. Roger Goodell's salary? And I knew it was big. I had forgotten how big. $63.9 million a year.
Not bad.
Let's just say he earned his money yesterday,
right,
okay?
Right.
These owners pay him to be a human shield, and he took those bullets, figuratively, of course, from Congress yesterday. And that's why he's there. He's there to say exactly as much as they want to say and not a word more.
And he was pretty damn good at it, and he knew he was going to get it from both parties yesterday. I don't think he got ambushed by anything. I think somebody pretty much gave him a good idea of what he was going to do. So what do we get out of this as you look at it? Will they get rid of Daniel Snyder? Will the rest of the owners go, hey, man, we're getting a lot more heat, at least from one party? What do you think happens?
Well, I think in an ideal world, yeah, Goodell would snap his fingers and Snyder and maybe a few other owners would no longer be in the fraternity. But that's just not how it works, obviously. You got to get 75% of the ownership to vote you out. And that's a big number, 24 out of 32, especially when you know you know, certainly Snyder is now voting for himself to be excluded from the club. So you're going to need to find 24 out of 31 then, and that's just a really tough ask for many reasons. And I think not the least of which is that there are skeletons throughout closets in every major city in America when it comes to NFL teams. And there are things that I'm sure every owner does not want to come to light. You know, are they going to let Snyder be their kind of their fall guy for all the bad things that have gone on quietly in the NFL for the last 30, 40, 50 years? You know, he has to know where some of those bodies are buried too. So you vote him out and you turn him from an ally into an enemy. And so I think that a lot of self-preservation is involved here. It's like, I'm sure, again, that there are things in that report that will make your toes curl. And there's a reason that it hasn't been made public and never will be made public if Goodell has anything to do with it. It's because, there will be information out that comes out that is so certainly indicting is not the right word, but looks so poorly on Snyder that they would have to make some kind of move, and I know they don't want to do that right now because, as I said, there are 31 other owners saying, "Am I the one who's going to be next if he goes down?"
I just can't imagine what would happen if they did get the owners on board to get rid of Daniel Snyder, and what Snyder would do in a press conference the day after he lost the team or had to sell the team or whatnot, calling out every other owner for all their stuff and putting all that stuff that you were talking about out in the public. Hey, Bob Kraft, what about this? Jerry Jones, what about that? Owners that we probably don't even know stuff about, that he throws it out there. Like you said, I just don't see it happening where you're going to get all those votes. Even if it did come to that, how does that even happen?
Yeah, no, again, it's a very long shot. And honestly, yesterday was great theater, and certainly it was a theater of the absurd in some points, because the questions that were asked about what the real Slim Brady, I think, were words that came out of one congressman's mouth. I mean, just grandstanding absurdity. The worst parts of Washington were on display for a lot of yesterday. But I don't know how much that was from that, you know, that three-hour dog and pony show was particularly new. And I think, you know, the NFL has had this information on Dan Snyder for months, maybe years, that they've known. They've had the goods on him. And so the only way that I think they you know, the membership would be moved to act to exclude him is if they were embarrassed at doing so. And maybe yesterday was a way to try to, you know, push that ball down the field a little bit more. But there's no information that came to light yesterday that was new to the National Football League. They knew everything that was going to be said and that was said, and they've made kind of their peace with the fact that Dan Snyder is still going to be around, at least as an ownership capacity, maybe not as a day-to-day manager, but as a guy who owns the team. There's been no will at this point to have him boosted from that club, and I don't see yesterday changing that.
Adam, Deshaun Watson update here. All right, so he's taking care of some of these civil lawsuits, 20 of the 24. Looks like he's got a hard ass at the end there, though. She's got text back, and he looks pretty damn guilty with an apology and the whole works there. Does it change anything now that he's got a lot of these, he's paid some people off, or how do you look at it going forward as far as what's going to happen to him with a suspension?
Yeah, I mean, you're right that it's a big step forward, obviously, in a conclusion of this saga, that those 20 of 24 accusers have agreed to a settlement. But I think it's pretty telling that four haven't, and that four are not willing to take the money and go, and they want to see this through. That means to me that either they're getting, you know, counsel different than the other 24, which would be strange, or they have something that's pretty damning on Deshaun Watson, and when it comes to light, it's going to look pretty bad, and perhaps more so than we've even known yet publicly. So. Yeah, that tells me their cases are much stronger than the other, you know, the 20 that have settled. That the four that are hanging tough really have something that might be pretty incriminating on the guy. And so, you know, the NFL obviously would love to talk to each and every one of the accusers, but those four in particular, I'm sure they'd like to hear from. But this is a long process. I mean, there's a chance that this doesn't go to trial for another year, maybe. And so, what does the league do in the meantime? Do they have enough information at this point to make a decision on punishment? Are they afraid if they, hey, we're going to give you 10 games, and then another flood of 10 or 15 accusers come forward in the next month, will the punishment look too small? We're coming up on a pretty hard deadline soon. You know, unofficially, the NFL holiday is July 4th weekend. The Friday of July 4th weekend is when you drop all the bad news that you can because no one's paying attention. And that's soon, right? That's like in 2 weeks.
Yep.
It wouldn't at all surprise me if that Friday of 4th of July weekend we find out the punishment to Deshaun Watson. And, guys, it would not surprise me at all if it's for the entire 2022 season.
Well, Beasley, how do they – and I agree with you there. I don't think he plays the season at all. Does he play at all until this is all taken care of, even the other accusers? You think there's someone in the NFL office that says we can't let this guy play until everything is taken care of? And like you said, what if they don't get to court for another year? Could this guy be maybe on the trail of not playing football for two or three straight seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to start out – this is just, you know, educated guess here. I think they're going to start out with as heavy of a suspension as they can give him and then negotiate back because that's how, you know, how these things happen.
Right.
Like, they tell you, okay, you're out for all 17 games in the playoffs, and the Deshaun's lawyers come back and they're like, we're going to sue the hell out of you if you don't reduce it to 10, and it's what it ends up being 10 games. So, you know, I can't say with great conviction one way or the other whether he'll play this year, but it would be – with all that's come forward, with all the league knows, certainly they know more than we do because they've invested a big investigation in this, that he starts week one for the Browns, that seems completely farcical and far-fetched. It would be really, really surprising if he doesn't miss at least half the season in 2022.
I'm with you, man. I'm thinking between 8 and 10 games. Somehow, when it's all said and done, he is actually – going to play this year, which is unbelievable. Hey, Adam, I got to ask you this real quickly. So we've been talking about this pressure thing, right? Everybody's writing articles on the – I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins. Pressure, all this pressure, and who's got pressure and pressure, pressure, pressure. Outside of Tua Tagovailoa, who in this organization or team, anybody in the new facility over there, who would be the number two spot for pressure if we're doing a breakdown, if there was a way to do – who's got the most pressure on him to have success?
It's got to be Tyreek, right? I mean, it's got to be the guy who, I mean, force is a hard way to say it, but certainly encouraged his way out of Kansas City to come to Miami to cash in, to become, from an APY standpoint, the highest paid wide receiver in the league. You know, he is the big dog. I mean, he's taking all this pressure on himself, to be honest, for the things he's saying in his podcast and trying to deflect it from Tua and building them all up, and we discussed that before. But to me, he was brought in to be an offense-changing force, to be a guy that makes them a dynamic offense that helps Tua turn the corner. And he has to play at a high level that carries his quarterback, isn't maybe a little strong, but certainly elevates his quarterback to a level he's never been at before. And he's being paid very handsomely to do so. So, you know, it's hard to think of wide receivers having pressure because, you know, they can't control when the ball's thrown to them and how it's thrown to them. But he has to have make a major, major impact on this offense and on this team, or it's going to be a waste of money for the Dolphins and a couple of high draft picks too.
See, I had the coach and the general manager as the next two spots.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chris Greer probably, you know, quietly, because everything he does is quietly, has a ton of pressure. But look, if they were going to get rid of him, they would have gotten rid of him. Like last year, you know, and the failures of some of the offensive linemen that he drafted and all these things we can go through. If the case was to be made to get rid of Chris Greer, I think it was, you know, 7 months ago. Now, does he have a blank check to have his job forever? Of course not. But I think
he's been a great survivor. It's a great point. No,
like,
no,
is there
Adam,
a universe where Chris Greer's getting blamed for some of the bad stuff? Because I don't see it.
You know what? You have sold me right there. You're right. He may be, you know. It's about how you play the game, too. I get it. And I'm talking to who you play the game with, guys around you, and are you a good soldier at work and those type of things. You're right. It's a good point.
There's no doubt in my mind that he is very aware of who he needs to align himself with. And it's tough. And I mean, every coach has this issue, but particularly a coach who works for an owner that's remote, right, that you only see on Sundays. You don't get the FaceTime with the head coach that the GM does, because the GM's sitting there in the box with him and, you know, and whispering in his ear the whole time, oh, man, I would be using this player. Oh, man, I wouldn't be making this personnel choice. And Steve kind of takes the advice from the people who talk to him last almost and are the closest to him. And so Chris is very smart politically in how to, you know, align himself in a way. But also, just from a broader standpoint, it's like you empowered this guy to go hire the head coach. You empowered this guy to go spend a bajillion dollars on Tron Armstead and Tyreek Hill. You're going to turn around and fire him 6 months later? I mean, that's
a good point. You know what, Bees? You sold me, man. I'm on the wrong track, 100%. You made some great points.
That being said, he'll be gone by week 7. Watch.
Right.
I don't think so. I think you're safe and some good points. Hey, Bees, thank you so much, man.
Thanks,
for
Bees.
Coming on. Have a great vacation. Work on your – and by the way, if you do play golf, don't throw clubs, bro.
Poorly.
Don't get caught where somebody catches you.
On video.
Throwing a driver after you, you know, hit it, shank it.
Trying to crack one over the knee. You know, don't do that either.
Don't do it.
Right? Yeah. Next time you have Cam Wolf on your airways, ask him about what I did to a tree once.
Oh, you beat it up.
No, I donated another branch.
Oh. I thought you were going to say you Kimbo Campered it. I didn't know clubs could fly so far until you play with Kimbo Camper. Adam, thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
All right, man.
Adam Beasley, NFL Director for Pro Football Network, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Listen, really looking forward to it. Kind of a special – we lost Tony Siragusa, and we were lucky enough to have a special interview with him before months ago, and we're going to play that at 9 o'clock this morning. One of the great personalities to ever play in the NFL. I know he's very close to Dan Marino, and all the Pitt guys are all close anyway. But we're going to have that coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. It was really good stuff. He got into stories.
It's
NFL,
one of the most entertaining interviews we've had in a long time.
HBO Hard Knocks, right. Dan Marino stories from being with them while they're a little liquored up. Some great stuff that you don't usually get a chance to hear. So we'll have that at 9 o'clock for you. Right now, though, want to tell you about ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with great purpose of protecting your family. Summertime and your home, by the way. Summertime is a great time to start to get. You're looking at that roof. We got a lot of people. I still see the blue tarps up. What are you doing, man? Get a metal tile roof right now from ASP for the same cost as tile. Metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile going on right now for a limited time at ASP Superhome. The Rodriguez family, unbelievable people, fantastic people that care. They're born and raised here in South Florida. And, boy, the metal tile roofs look really nice, and they got so many benefits. Metal tile roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Not just that, but with hurricane season, this is important. Hurricane resistant up to 200 mile per hour winds. You talk about security, not worrying about the old roof blowing away no matter what kind of winds you get. Feel pretty safe with that. Listen, it's all about protecting your home when I say it, and that's what ASP does so well. Take advantage of 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024. They extend pay from Y-Green. Call the number. Find out. I'd love for you to go down and see their showroom. How many people tell you, too? We do great work, but we want you to come down and see the showroom and talk to us so we can show you all the different things you can do. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081, and let the ASP family protect yours today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. NBA draft tonight. Heat, as of right now, picking 27th. We've seen them do a lot of different things with this area of pick in the past, and we'll see what happens tonight with the movement and stuff. I don't know. I like the NBA draft. Got no problem. Don't know all the players. There were a lot of names I didn't know. I happened to see the first two guys play that are expected to be the first two or even three picks. But there's a lot of guys in there that are really good, talking about it being kind of a deep draft that I don't know anything right. about. And that's on me. I mean, they play and stuff. I just haven't seen them play. So we have that. We got the Marlins today. Little lunchtime game. Go out and have a little lunch and watch the Marlins. They go for a sweep today of the Rockies. And then the Mets come to town. So 12-10 start today. Pablo Lopez, nice game for him yesterday. 7 innings pitch, 1 earned run. It's always nice when you get a couple of your starting pitchers in that rotation. Go deep into a game where you can rest some guys' arms a little bit and help some guys out. But also scoring some runs, had 3 home runs yesterday as well. So we'll see if they can keep that going today. And then all of a sudden, Tampa Bay's really in trouble, man. There's no more that magic unless you believe Tampa Bay can come back and win 3 straight.
I can't count them out yet.
They got 2 of them on the road.
I know,
you know. And I'm telling you, that's going to be a tough one. That was a tough blow last night. Tough one to lose in overtime. I thought they're going to win. I thought it was going to be 2-2 going, uh-oh, Avalanche got some trouble. They've been there before. They've been there where you win the first two, they win their next two at home, and then they go beat you in a game 5 and then have a chance to finish in 6. But that's a different game. That was a huge,
yeah, bad loss.
Huge win for the Avalanche last night on the other side of that thing. By the way, like we said, the Goose who passed yesterday, Tony Siragusa, honestly, of all the guys I've been around, one of the biggest personalities I've ever seen. We had some guys in the 70s that played for the Dolphins, had big personalities, and were able to do stuff. We didn't have anybody like that. Nobody that such a big part of it. You remember the Goose was a big part of Hard Knocks, especially the first Hard Knocks that came out, and it was a really entertaining one at that. And he played on one of those greatest defenses in history of Super Bowls and seasons they had in 2000. What they're able to do, that Raven defense,
right,
was unbelievable. That was Trent Dilfer's championship.
Right. Jamal Lewis was the running back.
Hey, Trent,
there,
man,
right.
don't worry, man. You just jump on it. You don't have to apologize. You were the starting quarterback for that game.
You can't fault him for being the quarterback. No.
There'd be a lot of guys who are really good, would have loved to have had that team around them and that defense.
Offensive line, running game the way they did, and that super, super defense they had. I mean, come on.
That defense was something else.
There
were
stars everywhere on that defense.
Anyway, then the other story, of course, is the Roger Goodell thing. I don't know what to make of it, man. I don't know if anything's going to change. We do these things, and we get people grandstanding and wanting to be heard, and I get it. There were a lot of different things according to the party you belong to that were involved, but at the end of the day –
Well, at the end of the day, they're going to get Daniel Snyder out or not, because that was the only thing you went for yesterday. Everything else was just kind of, you know, on the side dishes.
But they're not getting him out.
No, so then that was it. You're going to get nothing out of
him. So the owners,
you answered your own question.
The only owners, the ones that are going to get it. Yeah, like, that's it. I get that. And by the way, just looking at Daniel Snyder, he's not a very likable guy.
No, he doesn't.
You know what he reminds you of a little bit?
You said it before to me, and now
reminds you of David Sampson.
Right. I can't stop looking.
Like, you look at David Sampson, there's just something about David Sampson when he opens his mouth and he says something, you're just
cringe.
You want to punch him.
Right.
And he's.
David's not as bad as this guy, though. David Sampson just sucks, but, like, this guy's, like, actually bad.
Sucks.
Right? No, like, David sucks, but, like, this guy is, like, he's actually bad. Like, I think David did anything like horrible
except
ruin baseball for a whole
city.
No.
So I just want to say, so David Sampson, there are people who like him. Like I said, Jeff Conine likes him. I think Lebby and those guys like him, have him on and do stuff with him. So he must have stuff that he does, but he just really rubs a lot of people I know, not just me. He just rubs the wrong way. Things he says. You know, things that come across arrogant, a little bit of a chest beater.
Yeah, of course.
But I will tell you, we got that ballpark because of him.
One good thing from it.
Look it. Yeah. If you got a president can do what he did that wasn't his. Trust me, Wasn't Jeffrey Loria that did it.
No, Jeffrey's not that smart enough to do that.
No, he's just not likable. Right. Talk about like at a different level. Nobody wanted to do anything for him. And David Sampson got that done. And I, to this day, I give David Sampson a lot of credit. The park's beautiful. Hell, they show that shot at night now. And they start in the downtown and they pull it back. And I'm going, man, and they're not drawing well. But if there's anything to give you a shot that says, wow, we went out there, sat and had a beer. And, you know, my relatives from California are taking a shot of the beautiful. It was one of those nights.
And gorgeous.
Downtown was beautiful out there in left center. And so I go, man, it's nice. I'd rather have my old Orange Bowl there. I wish they could have, you know, built a ballpark somewhere else. But those days are long. No, those days are long gone. Yeah. I'm over the Orange Bowl thing, and you know the role that both teams were on at the time in the Orange Bowl. But it's over. But
where's that big dedication to the Orange Bowl? I thought we were going to get.
I think they have a little one there, and I've never seen it. But they were going to do something real nice.
Are they going to make you happy if they have a monument to it in there?
No, but they were supposed to do something, right?
The park's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the park.
Right. It's not the park's fault.
No. No. Right.
Park hasn't been part of these teams they've had in the past.
No.
Right. It's not.
Yeah, now I can't stop. Now you said the Daniel Snyder and the Sampson thing, and now they're like twins to me.
They have weasel-like qualities to them, but they're different. They are different. Like, I think. The Snyder guy's like kind of got a little evil to him. Sampson's just sucks.
That's fair.
That is fair. You're right. That's a good way to explain.
Maybe you're
it
right.
Guys.
Maybe that's not fair to David Sampson.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of a reach. But I can see why they do both have, you know, very weasel-like qualities.
Right.
You know what really like the problem with Roger Goodell, I mean, he said it with a straight face, like $10 million fine and he stepped away from the team. His wife's now running the team.
Like, come on, Raj.
Unless they're divorced.
Yeah, come on,
what the hell is that?
So there's no phone calls. They don't talk about anything, right?
Phone calls.
No, I'm just saying between
the
two of them.
They sleep together. I mean, what? I mean, it's they're married. I mean, he knows everything. You don't think he's running? You don't think she's asking him all of a sudden? She gets team like, what the hell do I do? He goes, don't worry. I'll tell you. But just remember, you tell everybody you're running the friggin' team.
Can I read you a quick text here?
Yeah.
There's a good analogy here. This guy says, David Sampson is like a cheeseburger. Not healthy for you, but not the worst thing you could eat. Daniel Snyder is heroin you get from the guy in the Shady District.
Wow. That's a huge-ass difference
oh
right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so like, I, but
going
I think
from
that
loaded,
that's
greasy
a great
burger.
Way to decide to describe Sampson.
That delicious, loaded, greasy burger.
Right.
Like, eventually he's going to kill you, but not instantly. Like,
right.
Slowly he'll wear
slow
your
painful death.
Slowly he'll kill your audience and popularity of your sport. I got you, Woody. I got you. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break here. When we come back, wanted to do something for the Goose today. Nice enough to come on. I did an event with them here during the Super Bowl weekend, and we're going to play that for you. It was really good. I think you'll enjoy it. So we'll have Tony Siragusa, who passed at age 55. We'll have our last interview with him right after this quick break.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.